In this bulletin, the Tamil asylum seeker family returned to Biloela, criminal neglect charges over the death of a South Australian woman, and Australian cyclist Grace Brown leading the women's tour in Britain. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. Tamil asylum seeker family released from immigration detention after 4 years have been greeted by dozens of friends and supporters on their return to Biloela in central Queensland. Local people made their way to the airport to watch the Narasimhan family's plane land. After disembarking, Sri Lankan-born mother Priya blew kisses to supporters holding welcome home signs. She was hugged by her husband when she became tearful. The couple's two young children waved and smiled at the crowd. The new Labor government gave the family permission to return to Biloela on bridging visas, and a final decision on their case is pending. Anthony Albanese and Jacinda Ardern have discussed the issue of deportations during their first meeting since the Australian leader was sworn in. The issue has been a sore spot in relations between Australia and New Zealand, escalating after the former Home Affairs Minister and now opposition leader Peter Dutton called the deportation of New Zealand citizens from Australia taking out the trash. Section 501 of the Migration Act allows the federal government to cancel visas for non-citizens who've been sentenced to more than a year in prison. But in some instances, those returned to New Zealand have spent the majority of their lives in Australia. Ms. Ardern has previously accused the Australian government of deporting its problems. Today, the New Zealand Prime Minister says she's simply asking for greater consideration.
New Zealand, of course, deports individuals who have been in New Zealand for a short time and who have acted outside our expectations for anyone who chooses or wishes to stay as a resident. But there are some who are being deported from Australia who, for all intents and purposes, are Australian. Often zero connection to New Zealand, sometimes not even having stepped foot there. That's the place that we're asking for that consideration to be given.
Anthony Albanese says Section 501 will remain, but his government will consider how it's applied in the future. Two directors of the company tasked with caring for a disabled Adelaide woman, Anne Marie Smith, have been charged with criminal neglect causing death. Ms. Smith, who lived with cerebral palsy, died from septic shock and multiple organ failure from severe pressure sores 2 years ago. South Australia Police have charged two directors of Integrity Care with criminal neglect causing death and with failing to comply with a health and safety duty that exposed the 54-year-old to risk of death, serious injury or illness. SA Police Detective Superintendent Des Bray says a combined investigation with SafeWork SA led to the charges.
The next stage of this investigation will be finalising the brief of evidence against those charged, and we expect that that will take about 3 months. I can say that we're extremely grateful for the support of the community, for those people from Integrity Care, employees who have assisted us, and the 94 callers that have run Crime Stoppers.
A congressional hearing into the deadly 2021 US Capitol riots has been told the former President Donald Trump lit the flame by urging his supporters to march to the Hill. The hearing was played a video showing Mr. Trump giving a speech to thousands of supporters in which he repeated his false claim that the 2020 election was stolen and urged the group to march on the Capitol and fight like hell. Vice Chairwoman Liz Cheney, one of two Republicans on the committee, said Mr. Trump ignored the advice of his own staff.
President Trump believed his supporters at the Capitol, and I quote, were doing what they should be doing. This is what he told his staff as they pleaded with him to call off the mob, to instruct his supporters to leave.
And in cycling, Australian rider Grace Brown is in the overall lead in the women's tour in Britain on the second last day of the race. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.